Thanks so much for joining us during the Advent season. This week we're looking at this beautiful truth called peace. It's the peace that only Jesus can give us. Psalm 2, 6, and 7, "As for me, I have set my king on Zion, my holy hill. I will tell of the decree. The Lord said to me, 'You are my son. Today I have begotten you.'" The psalm was written by David many, many, many years before Jesus, and this is called a messianic psalm, looking for the Messiah to come. It proclaims that the anointed one, the Messiah, is on the way. Peace is right around the corner. The psalm describes a coronation ceremony where the ruler is installed. The psalm exhorts the pagan nations to abandon their rebellious plans and submit to the Son. The incarnation introduced the eternal king in a way that caused many to miss him because he was born of a poor young Jewish girl. Jesus grew up with the stigma of illegitimacy. His 3 years of public ministry were seemingly cut short by a humiliating death on a Roman cross. Let's face it, his resume was hardly that of a king. And yet, because of his humility and obedience to death, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name above every name. Jesus is the King installed on Zion. And one day, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord, that he is ruler of all. And on that day, the world will finally experience peace. Aren't you looking forward to that day of true peace? Father, may we surrender to Jesus, our King, every day. May we serve him with a full-out passion. May we demonstrate that he is indeed the Lord of our life. May we live with your peace. We pray in your Son's name. Amen.